But yeah, I need to figure out how I'm going to do it. But anyways,
Travis Scott is Satan. He's a servant of the devil. I'm going to kill Travis Scott. I'm going to not in Minecraft, in real life. This is a real threat.
Whoa. Whoa.
My name is Garbage Ape. My name is Garbage Ape, and I will Travis Scott. My name is Chiwi the dog. I am Travis Scott. This is a real threat. Chiwi the dog on Twitter.com.
I've taken to calling that account Trash Primate.
I saw COH.
This is at Trustworthy Slav.
This is at Incognito, COH.
CRK Black.com build.
This is the Fed Post.
I saw COH say garbage rape. I was especially shocked. No,
he's raping the timeline with his garbage takes.
Garage rape.
Yeah. Garage rape.
Isn't that scene from Pulp Fiction? Oh, that was a basement? Oh, sorry. Dan same difference.
George, yeah.
Jesus oh, man. Christ, man.
Dude, absolutely. Fucking Libs really going in on me and I think she was on the pod, Nicole.
Yeah, she was on the last episode.
Yeah I haven't listened.
What is she doing to the Fed Post this time?
The same shit as me. I haven't listened to the Fed Post or any podcast for that matter in like a couple of months. So I can't keep track of who's been on and who hasn't at this point. But yeah, we posted pretty much like the same kind of take about how it's like a satanic ritual and whatnot. And all these fucking libs coming into our mentions being like, you're crazy. Satanic panic. You're just like the crazy soccer moms in the 80s. None of this is real. It's all in your head. And just like gaslighting the shit out of us. So even though it's all real.
I was there at the House of Yes that night, and yeah, bad vibes. It was definitely bad vibes.
Yeah, I had this experience back in like beginning of October, end of September, around there, and I went to House of Yes for the first time, which is some like degenerate club in Bushwick. And I knew like nothing about it other than it was popular. And I went that night for the first time because my girlfriend wanted to go because her friends invited us all out. And Griff was with us and my other friend Art from Twitter and whatnot. And like it, I've never felt in my life before demonic vibes from a place, but I did from this club. Granted, I was pretty drunk, but like I'm borderline alcoholic, so I'm drunk all the time. So, and I never feel demonic vibes when I'm drunk. But there was something about this place that like, I'm like, holy shit, the schizos online have a point, I think.
I've heard of it, like House of Yes. Like I used to live in Bushwick, and I remember House of Yes has like that weird, like what do you call it, Cirque du Soleil type of shit, where the like
I'm looking at a page of it right now. It's got no thanks.
Just and, like the whole aesthetic in there, like the lighting, the crowd, everything about it. I'm like, I literally felt the devil around me when I was in there. It was wild. I never like before buying, anything like, even close to that in my fucking life.
Yeah, I remember like buying tickets to that show beforehand at the House of Yes that night, and like they made you sign like a consent form being like, no inappropriate touching or people. And there was like a consent PSA. Yeah. But then when you actually got in, it was like, yeah, there was like all this. Yeah. Like Cirque du Soleil like shit and like red, like all black with like red lights and stuff. But it was actually like the vibes were super sterile. It was mostly just, you know, typical lame club scene, just kind of people like milling around, like no one actually like dancing with each other, just kind of like packed in bodies together, like no
soulless,
movement.
Lifeless bodies.
Exactly. And like and particularly like after, because the night before we went to Justin Wang's metal show, and that was so much fucking fun, like great mosh pit, like everyone was having a good time. People would fall down, they pick each other up, there was real camaraderie there.
Justin was even saying, he was like, wow, I'm offended that you didn't get demonic vibes at my show. And I'm like, Justin, we all know that you're big wholesome chungus deep down inside, so of course we're not gonna get demonic vibes at your show no matter what your fucking merch looks like, bro.
Well, also to be fair, metal shows are like probably the least demonic music shows you can go to.
Like, yeah, just because something's like hardcore doesn't make it demonic.
Yeah, like people generally have like fairly good attitudes. People like actually dance and like are it's usually a pretty good scene.
And like everyone's like bouncing off each other in the mosh pit, having a good time. Like after the show is over, everyone's like high fiving and is like, "Yo, we made it through together! Like we're all in this together." Type vibe,
right? Right. Yeah, it's usually pretty good vibes generally, but
yeah, House of Yes and a lot of these like Bushwick Brooklyn venues, it's sort of it's very woke type shit. Like, you know, I don't know, they just promoted it as like, oh, we got all these different types of like identities, and it's like pro women and pro non-binary, you know, all that type of shit. Like, you know, you're
demonic,
know, like,
shit.
It's on the flyer.
Yeah, everyone that works here looks like a fucking alien.
Yeah, for real. I mean, I think that was also part of it. Like my friend Art that was with us, like he felt the same shit as me that night. He was like, holy shit, this is fucking awful.
Yeah, it's the gender goblin kingdom.
Yeah, pretty much. So of course, like, you know, all these libs are going to be in my mentions, like making fun of me. It's like, huh, this guy's such a fucking pussy. He got scared of House of Yes, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, well, you're already possessed by these demons anyways, and like let them into your fucking ruined, pierced, disgusting, mutilated bodies that are like, it literally doesn't even fucking matter. You're never gonna see it because you already become that fucking demon. All right, so
bro, the demonic energy
on it. I fucking hate these people so much,
dude. I love the like you're afraid of X thing that they do, like with the fucking vaccine of like you're a grown man and you're afraid of a needle, or like you're afraid of these people that work at a club. It's like, I'm not afraid of a needle. I'm afraid of like the fucking cocktail you're putting into your body and pharmaceutical corporations. And I'm absolutely afraid of these like Moloch fucking possessed androgynous alien people. Like, yes, there are thousands of years of evolution that are making me somewhat scared of this entity. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Like, you could pick out a random person from House of Yes that night, and like I would say like one in every five people, you could be like, would you let your child alone with this person? And the answer would be a hard no.
One in five being generous across the board.
Yeah.
I mean, like being afraid of getting jabbed in the neck by a needle at a Travis Scott show, I think that's a pretty healthy reaction to have. Oh, 100%. That news.
Getting trampled to death at a Travis Scott show. Well, okay, all right. So I'm a little bit out of the loop here because I'm deactivated right now. But I feel like before we get into the discourse around Travis Scott, I mean, what happened? I know. I mean, some people got killed, right? But like, what is the story? What's the news cycle?
Yeah, so pretty much with these Travis Scott shows in general, prior to all this, my take on Travis Scott is he's pretty good. He's good on features. Days Before Rodeo is good. Good. And he's had a couple good bangers since.
This is Travis Scott of McDonald's Happy Meal fame.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Fortnite.
Yeah. Travis Scott, yeah. I thought Bees in the Trap or whatever that fucking album is called sucked besides Goosebumps. I thought Astroworld was very like middling, which I couldn't understand like the hype behind that album other than Sicko Mode because that goes hard. So that's like my take prior to all of this shit that I'm like, I think he's decent. I think he's a decent artist. He's just very overhyped, especially because the last two albums suck. So I don't really get how he's accumulated this insane level of fame to where like he has so many hype beasts behind him. He's doing Fortnite concerts. He's having McDonald's sponsored Happy Meals. He has a popular seltzer brand. Like all this shit is just like, this doesn't make sense for someone of like his talent.
And not to dig at James, but I really feel like I've always felt like Travis was sort of like a Kanye sort of like offshoot, where he's kind of he's kind of got like the big theatrics and big like energy, big hype, but like stage presence, that's undeniable. Like,
but he doesn't have the talent or the music to back it. I mean, the talent the personality to back it up.
The raw music, no.
He's like, He's basically like an amalgamation of like Kid Cudi and Kanye. Like if you listen to his first mixtape, Al Faro, it's literally like these are like outtakes from like Kanye Cudi collabs. And so the Scott in his artist name literally comes from Kid Cudi's real name, Scott Mezcadi. So it's like he's very open about wearing his influences on his sleeve, and he's very down to get hooked into these brand promotional deals. Because I don't know who's pulling the strings behind him, but he's got all the brands behind him, and I think that definitely like contributes to his level of fame, despite his dubious level of actual talent or like artistic originality.
He's had good features and verses, whatever. But he's really not that good.
He's in the shared Kardashian cinematic universe, right?
Yeah.
I guess like the Kanye comparison is pretty apt. I'm pretty out of the loop as far as like rap music goes and everything, but doesn't this fella kind of have the like shirt off on stage almost DMX aesthetic going mosh on
pit,
a little bit
mosh pit shit his crowd it, like, his crowd is like, very like you know mosh pity and all that
It's like it's almost like an MC Ride type thing going on. I don't know that I've ever actually listened to any of his songs though, so I don't know if it sounds anything like
no aesthetically for sure for he's going for that like punk rock type of like vibe.
Because hip hop is punk now, right?
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah.
Well, it's rock now. Yeah.
It's rock now. Right.
It's everything because it's the most popular genre.
Rappers are the modern day rock star. There's no like real quote unquote like rock stars anymore.
Oh, dude, you guys don't think that Dave Grohl is super cool?
Who? I literally don't know who that is. like Uzi Vert was like, I'm a rock star. Like that whole thing. Like, I'm a rock star. That whole trend after him. Like Wayne. Yeah, there's a lot of that rock star. Like
Lil Wayne is one of my favorite guitarists, actually.
Right. Lollipop and all that, and eating pussy.
Shout out Rebirth.
he literally did a rock album. I forgot about it.
No, exactly. He's on like a Weezer song, and they like have him do like a little solo, and it's like it's so hilariously dog shit. It's amazing. Like, oh my god. Worth checking out.
And like Travis, like he's from the beginning, like I think part of his appeal and how he's cultivated a fan base is from like just pushing the limits as far as how crazy and like, how hype can you get at concerts. Like he's been known to like incite his fans to break down security barriers, to attack security, to attack each other, to like some
he's
kid
been
like,
arrested
stole
for
his,
it.
Yeah, like some kid like stole his shoe at a show and then he like incited the crowd to go beat him up.
I saw that video the other day and it's just like, one, you can't even tell if it was on purpose or not, because like he's literally in a fucking big crowd where people are like insane already because of him. And two, even if like he did do it, it's like, bro, you're not like to incite riot to someone because they took your shoe off. Like, bro, get fucking real, dude. You're worth how much money and you're gonna fucking tell people to go beat the shit out of some kid because he took your shoe off? Like, bro, relax.
Well, music aside, like he's not that good. He's overhyped. Well, okay, he's overhyped. Like, I think denies that.
I mean, just for the record, I mean, like, your stance here is the official stance of the Fed Post, because I don't know the first fucking thing about this guy.
He's 100% overhyped, like James said and Griff said, and that's for sure. I mean, nobody's gonna say he's like complete garbage, but he's 100% overhyped.
Where it's like, you know, you could see artists like obviously Kanye because he's the greatest musician of all time. That hype makes sense. You know, The Weeknd, the hype makes sense. Kendrick Lamar, the hype makes sense. Drake being the most openly gay artist of all time, it makes sense. You know, stuff like that. But like then you see Travis Scott in this circle and it's like, wait a minute, this is not like Kid Cudi.
That's funny when people list like top five and they throw Travis in there. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, are you crazy?
Right?
I mean, honestly, like, that's sort of like when you talk to somebody and they're like, oh, dude, my favorite movies are all like movies from the last 5 years produced by A24. And you're like, oh, okay. Like, your top five musicians are all people that I've heard of in the news cycle in the last like month. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. It's
just memory bullshit, dude.
Yeah, it won't last. It won't last the next decade, basically. No one's gonna remember him, probably.
Yeah, exactly.
But his audience, the shows he puts on, very mosh pity, like a lot of kids pulling up on drugs. It's the same with like, you know, all these
very
other
young crowd for him. It's a lot of Zoomers.
All these festivals.
I saw Travis Scott live when he was like first coming up in like fall of 2014. And yeah, I think that was the first time I did Molly actually. So yeah, that checks out. Like, yeah. And like he was actually opening for Chance the Rapper, which is wild considering their current levels of fame. But
yeah,
I remember me and a bunch of my friends were like kind of into his early stuff in college. And like, yeah, it was a very like rage heavy, like we're getting fucked up at college parties and putting on this like dark atmospheric party music. And like, but yeah, so like, and you could, it definitely wasn't at the scale of the shows that you see now with him, but like he was like, you know, just he has a stage presence where he's, you know, yeah, he's got the shirt off, he's out of control, yeah. He's hyping everyone up, he's throwing water bottles, yeah, pirate, yeah, exactly.
He kind of, from pictures I've seen, it almost kind of seemed like this guy has kind of like an insane clown posse thing going on. Like, wasn't like the entrance to this, doesn't he have like big clown skull heads or something?
Yeah, so it's like
that. Isn't that kind of cringe in 2021? Isn't that?
I think the imagery is compared to Dante's Inferno. Is that what it is?
Fucking Twisted Metal.
Is that what it is, Griff?
It's definitely like.
Also,
like
I think I might have just name doxed him there. So beforehand, so just check that in the editing.
Oh yeah.
All right.
Yeah, pulling a Jewels there. Like I know people have been comparing the big heads to like a Bosch painting or something.
What it was. I thought people said it was Dante's Inferno.
Oh no, I think I definitely that too. But like the different like levels of hell and whatnot, and you're like descending into the portal or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Slav misses, but like on Twitter, like people, I think Trad Twitter has been posting like pictures of like the festival and like next to like these old paintings of like of hell, depictions of hell, like, you know, they kind of look like very similar. I thought it was mad funny. I love that shit. But like, okay, look, I'll be honest, and like I think one of the dirtbag lefties like stole my take on this, but like I really do think the satanic thing is kind of wild. I don't know about that. That's a little ridiculous to me.
It is.
All right. It's like, yo, it's, you know, think about it like this. These kids want that reaction. And I think we talked about this with the Lil Nas X thing when they was like, he's doing that satanic shit. These kids want that reaction. They want to feel like they're rebelling against dad or whatever, their parents or whatever. I don't want to give them that pleasure of like, that's what they're going for. Like, why?
I think Lil Nas X, it's definitely that. And Lil Nas X is more like almost like a puppet than anything else. Whereas like Travis seems like more like intertwined with this shit. Like, for example, what I was about to say right before is like, oh, you have all these fucking dirtbag leftists back with the Epstein shit, and they're like, oh yeah, they're fucking, you know, they're raping kids, and they're worshiping Moloch, and they're doing these rituals, and universally agreed with this shit. And then it's like, you know, the minute that Joe Biden wins and the posting menace disappears from Twitter, it's like all these people fucking change overnight and just become like stereotypical libs. Like I was mentioning like fucking Chiwi the dog earlier, where he's like turned into like the corporate fucking lib now with all this shit. And like Garbage Ape. I mean, Garbage Ape was always a fag, but that's besides the point. And like other shit like that.
True. They were saying the Epstein shit was bullshit, and then they came onto it late, and then now they're like back to normal. Like,
They're like, oh, there's no way you're a schizo, blah blah blah. And it's like, if you look at like all the stuff like leading up to it with Travis Scott, plus all like the art, the setup, the lyrics, everything, and then to have this show happen where like the way that Travis is like just letting things happen, people are getting fucking stabbed in needles, fucking inciting fucking riots with like Rampage, multiple people dying, where they're like, they're definitely lowering the count of what it is. Originally they said 8, now they're saying 11. People at the show are saying like on social media that it was like 100. Like people at the show were saying they felt demonic vibes there. Multiple accounts of it. I had a friend that was at the show from Twitter. He said he felt fucking demonic vibes there. Like the fact that like all these people could collectively get this weird negative spiritual energy like all at once. Like you can't just like gaslight us and be like, nah, you're crazy. Especially when there's just like all this proof to it. It's like one of these things where it's just like everything's in plain sight. They're rubbing in your faces because they know they can do it, and they're gonna have their fucking libtard lapdogs on Twitter fucking barking and gaslighting you and be like, oh, you're crazy, there's no such thing as demons, there's no God.
Hold on. We're moving so fast here. You're talking about like, okay, really fast. You just mentioned like 100 people dying, people getting stabbed with needles. I don't know.
Eight people died.
All of that is news.
The official count is up to 11 now.
Okay. All I've heard was basically just, and this honestly didn't seem like a crazy big deal to me because this happens at festivals. It's just like people got stamped to death because of poor planning. You're talking about like what the fuck actually happened? Because I feel like I'm missing some basic evidence here. Like just so for the sake of listenability.
I'm on my Kanye mode tonight, so.
I
think the needle narrative came from like some, it may have been like a local cop who was trying to cover his ass, but he was saying that like one of their people there like felt a needle prick and then passed out and had to be revived by Narcan. Yeah. And it's just like, the Satan memes are fun. It's fun to play into it and play both sides and have fun with the jokes and whatnot. But like one of those videos in that really good thread that Verz posted was just really fucking creepy. Like someone's an unconscious body like was getting crowd surfed out of there to like try to get him to safety. And then the camera just pans up and then there's just like Travis Scott basically like floating on this little like podium thing way up in the air, just continuing to like croon and hum in auto tune in this, and it like
while he's watching it, the kid get lifted.
While he's
away,
watching the kid get lifted, it was pretty fucking spooky. Like at least that one video.
I think what it is these guys are just money hungry sociopaths. Like all these people.
I mean, they are. But
let me make my case for calling shit satanic and demonic, which is classic demagoguery and like in a fun, cool way that I like. I like the idea of like, I don't in the classical sense, I don't think that there's like, you know, some invisible, and maybe we'll lose some people here that otherwise would have supported me. But like, I don't think there's some little like red man with a pitchfork that's like, it's like invisible floating above Travis Scott.
Because you're a dirty Protestant. That's why you take this metaphorical outlook.
Hey, motherfucker.
I'm joking.
You know, you're good. I lost my train of thought. What I'm saying is just like the idea of like in a way it kind of is though too, because maybe the evil and like these demons are more like ideas that get a hold of people, but just specifically like kind of like materially rooting this stuff a little bit just to be like evil and Satan and hell are just like things that you can like observe in real life. And maybe like that's kind of an insight to where like the concepts came from. And then like, you know, like I said, it's just demagoguery. Like it's such a larger than life way of like characterizing it that just like taps into the collective unconscious in a way. And so I like the idea of just being like this, like, because I saw the video that you were just talking about of him like up on the raised stage as someone's like, oh, is like they're being resuscitated or something, right? And it's like there's so many layers in which basic survival that's like baked into us just like sees those images and goes like, this is bad on like 30 levels that my brain automatically sees. I like calling shit like that satanic and demonic because I feel like it literally is in that way. You know what I mean? Of like,
it's a good like catch-all phrase for that. And like,
yeah, you know what I mean? It's like whatever is the antithesis of life.
I think you can see this thing as like a fractal of our society's basic disregard for human life and decency. Right.
Totally. Because
like,
because
because like so much of what happened here, like the reason people died was poor planning. They didn't care about the safety of any of these people who paid hundreds of dollars to go to this thing. Like much less the fact that a lot of them were fucking kids and just, poorly paid labor, poorly trained labor. People didn't want to be there. Medics who didn't know how to even do CPR. Like it touches on so many aspects of the way our society is run, you know, like it's basically like the just in time delivery of a concert festival experience. And you see how it could go wrong in like the worst way possible.
Yeah. Fucking A. Was it going around? I also saw a video like on YouTube of some kids trying to like get the attention of like a cameraman.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that's like, I feel like that demonstrates the point you're making about the labor, like perfectly, where this guy's just like, look, like, I mean, you're just seeing this guy just be like, fuck, like, don't fuck me over. I'm on a shift right now. But like, also just that conflicted, it's dystopian.
Camera guy probably knows that if he strays his viewfinder away from the main action, he's going to fuck up the shot. He's going to lose his future employment opportunities. People are going to come down on him for it. But and then that contributes to him just blatantly disregarding people losing their lives.
So going back to what you were saying, Slav, about like a physical like devil or whatever on his shoulder, I agree with you there that like is not the case, obviously, but the way I look at it is like many people have like seen the clockwork elves and whatever these demons and shit on their DMT trips and whatnot. So I definitely think that like, you know, drugs like DMT and whatnot are a way to these other dimensions where demons exist and whatnot. So I like to take it as these quote unquote blood magic rituals or whatever you want to call it. Are another way of a more malicious way of, you know, of these, you know, people trying to reach the demons and whatnot. Because Travis was definitely probably on drugs. We all know that because he's probably on drugs at like every show and whatnot. And there's definitely a lot of people on drugs there. So it's like, you know, you think of it, you know, from the perspective of this shit is real and it is demonic and whatnot. So it's like from the elite perspective, it's like, okay, we have our figurehead here. We have all the occult imagery we need, the lyrics and stuff. We have this big crowd of people and they're all going to be on drugs and whatnot. And it'll be a perfect opportunity to, you know, bring demonic forces from these dimensions forth and please our fucking gods and whatnot.
That's fucking good.
And so this is really what probably happened. Is that exactly as I'm saying?
Sure.
And you know, you have multiple people that are going into cardiac arrest, and there's no such thing as a coincidence. You got shit like playing the fear frequency at like 19 in hertz and whatnot. Like multiple people having like problems with like high blood pressure and anxiety and all that shit. Multiple people reporting this shit. Like that's not normal. Like why do all this stuff for a fucking show? It's this insane. Bro, there's just too much.
This is the topic that CRK was like put on this podcast to discuss. This is like to be the flip side of the position you're taking right now. Like, this is the perfect topic.
Yeah, I mean,
like it's all real. The clockwork elves are real, and they're coming for you at the Travis Scott show.
I wish you
go to
here,
McDonald's, order the Travis Scott meal, and tell him Beezle Buzz sent you.
Get the Cactus Burger. Jack Burger.
No, it is kind of spooky.
Jack Burger will give you parasites.
It'll give you mad cow disease. But like, I think
I took my shirt off. I'm sweating so much. I'm in Alex Jones mode. I went from Kanye to Alex Jones mode.
You're eating fucking field medical or field rations right now.
I'm also sick still. So a combination of all this shit.
She's popping like brain pill supplements.
It's hot in here. Grift, are you hot in your room? I'm hot in mine.
I don't think I'm as hot as you are.
I'm sweating bullets right now.
But it is kind of spooky. I mean, like Travis Scott's next album is supposed to be called like Utopia or something. And like he dropped two songs right before in like an EP right before this thing. And if you look up Travis Scott Dystopia on Google Images, and it's literally like the graphic is like a fucked up like elf twisted machine elf version of himself.
Oh yeah, it says the true dystopia is here.
Yeah, and then when the end arrives, it's really the beginning. Who knows what lies beneath the surface? It's just like
that's not concerning at all.
I love just for the record the dynamic here of just James screaming, Alex Jones is ripping a shirt off talking about literal demons, and then Griff takes over and it's like, well, so it is spooky. just
the immediate stuff. Yeah, that's the dialectic of the apartment, basically.
They weren't even letting their medics do their jobs. There weren't even enough medics there to take care of all these people. They purposely understaffed the medics so people could die at the show, okay?
Yeah. I'm glad that I've been off for the last week because me being the outsider, not understanding the story well enough, I feel like is critical here. Because now I'm starting to understand all the context clues I got, like when CRK was saying, this sounds like, you know, the satanic music back in the day. And okay, so it's a pretty literal, like Satan panic thing going on around this narrative, right?
It was trending. Satanic panic was trending after this.
Oh, dude, yeah. this is fucking like augmented reality viral marketing. This is gay.
Yeah. Like, I'm saying, this is what I'm deep, saying, bro.
Deep is like, spectacle sorry, shit.
Exactly.
Were you going to say, Slav?
Oh, no. I mean, honestly, that was probably a good ramp up to what you were going to say. But yeah, I mean, this happened at like a Taylor Swift concert or like even more like a BTS concert, I'd be like, yeah, satanic, sure. But like, that it's like in this guy's optics for his like marketing team to want that to be trending.
His next album's going to pop off. Bro. Like, everyone's going to want to go to his shows now. Like, see the artist that killed.
And there are
like,
no more people, and people Buzz is going to be very pleased.
Yeah. More sacrifices to Moloch and all that. Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's the thing. I think he's going for that vibe. There's a lot of rappers that go for that, or rock stars, musicians in general, like a lot of Marilyn Mans, like a lot of these dudes, like they know that there's like a, I'm going against the mainstream middle America culture, bro. And it's like, you know, there's a market there. But anyways, yeah, like Lil I think Voon, in general, like these festivals in general, right? The kids that go to these festivals, like festival culture in America is another thing I think about, which is like, not just this, but like, you know, Izu and Bonnaroo and like a bunch of these festivals are like, some of these kids like view this shit as like a religious experience, and they go around the country to different fucking festivals, and they like borrow money to go to these to pay for the tickets, you know, and they have like religious experiences because they're on like shrooms and LSD and all types of shit.
I think it's religious, but it's demonic because it's a Clockwork Elves. We mentioned this before, but besides the point,
they think it's religious. I'm putting religious in quotes.
That's what I'm saying. They think it's religious because the Clockwork Elves are manipulating them.
Right.
You talked about this before. You understand it.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. But yeah, I mean, he's doing the
Malcolm X head tap right now. Agree.
It's so funny because like so many people don't know if I'm like serious or doing a bit, and that's what makes me the greatest poster of all time. But the secret is that I'm genuine about everything. I just do it in a way that seems like I'm joking.
What was your point about the satanic?
No, I mean, I don't know if sure you guys have met some of these kids too. Like, they're just kind of like, you know, they fiend for this shit and they chase it, and they're just sort of lost, and they do a lot of drugs, and they're just sort of, you know, these are the kids that would go to this type of thing knowing that this might happen and kind of want it to happen. And, you know, they're lost.
It's like the faux spirituality of that sort of hedonism.
Yes. Yes, right? Exactly.
So I totally agree with you. The one thing I will say, though, is that the fact that I'm with what little I know about the situation, I am now 100% positive. My strong opinion on this is that the satanic narrative is just like a part of like 5D chess marketing. And that like, and that his publicists are just like all in on that narrative. And I will say, you know what that is? That is deeply satanic and demonic.
Let's go, please. Let's go. That's what I'm saying here is that like it all comes down to this, that whether it's literal satanic or metaphorically satanic, what the fuck difference does it make? Because the end result is the same shit.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's right.
All right. Let's okay. So there's this. Okay, so let's talk about something different. There's this metaverse shit, which I wonder what you guys think about that, because we haven't talked about that
yet. Oh my gosh, this is the best segue I could ask for right here.
So I'm going to go into the metaverse and shoot up metaverse Travis Scott. Hi, my name is Chewy the dog and Garbage Ape.
Oh my god. Have you seen Slav? Have you seen all this metaverse shit?
Yeah, so that was before I performed digital seppuku. Yeah, I don't know, man. Like, it looks really dumb. Dude, okay. So, like, maybe this is kind of a boring observation about it, but the thing that gets me is just that, like, none of this seems novel, really, at all. Like, Second Life is not a new thing, really. Right.
There's no, like, value add yet. Like,
yeah. And like, I guess I'm assuming this is going to be, like, VR. And, you know, I haven't done VR ever. I hear it's pretty good these days, but I just can't imagine. Like, it's still in the corner of being, like, it's a thing I would get for my PlayStation. You know what I mean? Like, I don't, this whole thing of being like, oh, think of all the practical applications in the business world and all of this stuff. It's like, I don't.
Well, I mean, just, all this,
I don't see why someone wouldn't just do a Zoom call still.
This stuff has to start somewhere, though. But it's actually ironic. Yeah. I'm jumping back into the metaverse after this to do a Ponzi called Temple DAO to make millions of dollars. So. Where I'm solving complex puzzles, and there's timers, and
you're paying a dollar to renew an AR graffiti on the side of the road.
Oh my god,
sicko shit!
Oh my fucking
accelerate,
god.
Boys, accelerate!
No, I'm actually not joking though about this. Like, there's literally this thing called Temple DAO that my friend Chuba told me about. He's like, hey, do you want to get in on this fucking metaverse Ponzi that has like 4 hours of complex puzzles? I'm like, yo, let's do it. So.
Wait, okay, is Meta up right now?
No, I'm not talking about like Facebook stuff, like the metaverse. That's a thing before Mark Zuckerberg is like, yeah, I'm just going to take this name for myself now.
Wait, what
so
is
it's
the
completely
metaverse?
Unrelated to that. The metaverse is just like fucking online, but like virtually.
Well, Facebook, I mean,
this sounds
like
gay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is gay, Zuckerberg, but like I might make $1 million off it, so.
Zuckerberg, yeah, I think this specific one, like Zuckerberg changed the name of the overarching Facebook company to Meta now as like some sort of corporate rebranding, probably in the wake of Facebook's like bad press recently. And it just happened to coincide with like, oh, they're building this Second Life thing that honestly, if it's through Facebook, I think it's going to fall flat in its face. But I can definitely see this sort of shit like coming, like it's unfortunately the future. I know I'm gonna probably have to start selling shirts that self-destruct if you don't pay the subscription fee at some point.
And until those shirts come out, you can go to grift.shop and you can buy an MK Ultra victim shirt, or you can buy some of the FedPost collab that's now back up.
Hey, there it is.
Oh, not yeah. We got a fall collection coming. Should be out.
I literally just googled metaverse. I literally just googled metaverse, and like the result that comes up on DuckDuckGo is fucking a screenshot of Second Life. So
how about you, DuckDuckGo, suck my cock? Bitch.
How about you get off my website, James, or my podcast, my website?
I mean, Jesus, this is 80 years old.
Get off my AI, man.
Get out of here.
This is what being off Twitter for 1 week does to me, guys. I'm fucking dying.
It ages you 60 years. The only good thing about the metaverse is that it will tie into crypto and NFTs. So there's just money for me to be made there. So, you know, bring forth the metaverse, I guess. Put all the fucking losers in the metaverse, have all the bug men do it, and then all the like the normal people could just be outside. Perfect. Simple as. It's like, you know, it works.
So I mean, is this just like, is this something that like a lot of these companies are going to be going into more?
Well, Google, or there's already a competitor version. I was about to mention that like Google's like trying to like do their own, or Microsoft is trying to do their own. That's the one. Microsoft is trying to do their own. You'll probably see a bunch of them. And some people are being like, ah, this shit isn't real. It's not going to go anywhere. I think it is going somewhere. I think.
Oh, it absolutely is.
Like, I mean,
oh,
Fortnite's basically already doing it.
Yeah, like, yeah. And yeah. I think a lot of this shit is going to be for the lockdowns. I think when I see this shit, I'm like, lockdowns are 100% going to happen because they're going to be like, hey, you miss your family? Go hug them in the metaverse. Shut the fuck up. Quit bitching. Like, I think that's.
You know, it's funny because I actually never even thought of that way, but that's like a perfect take right there.
I think well, this
is TRK genius as always.
See, that's the thing. I feel like that was like the obvious take of it. It's just that I don't think that the tech is there to actually have it be like a compelling option. You know what I mean? Like,
well, there's VR porn. That's pretty good. Yeah. Not that I know, but it's pretty good.
It is pretty good, and I know. I mean, my friend brought a VR headset to a party once in 2015, and it blew all our minds with VR porn.
But like all of that shit that's just like VR footage of anything, right? Like it's just like two fucking frames of the video just like side by side. Like it's not anything. Like it's like a Virtua Boy from a fucking
You should watch the ad for Slav. It's like Zuckerberg. He plugs it in the metaverse, and
they're playing cards. And there's like,
but again, you guys have to realize like it's gonna be shitty for a while before we can get to like fucking, you know, Cyberpunk 2077 levels of Deus Ex levels of fucking Blade Runner levels of Matrix levels of fucking fiction. You know, you have to go through this this shit fucking sucks. It doesn't work. It looks like shit. Why would anyone want this? As they keep improving until we actually reach that point eventually, because we will.
Yep.
It's gonna be a little while before you can digitally fry programmers' brains with a bitmap like in Snow Crash.
right. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm sure that VR will like continue to advance and everything, but just like this news cycle, this story of it, it does, to me. Skeptic on this, it does just seem a little bit more like this thing that this technology has been like no secret coming for like a while. This just seems like a way to just use it to rename the company.
And because he's getting a head start on it.
Yeah, and get control of the news cycle after all this lib, like, oh, Facebook is the right wing website for fucking QAnon people, and then you're just like fucking like cyberspace from a fucking cyberpunk book, like associate with that with my company now. Like it seems a little bit more like the story is more gimmicky. About the news. It's gimmicky, and it seems like the real story is more just about like the news cycle than actually like,
well,
I agree with you
when it comes to the Mars stunts, when they're like, oh, Bezos like took a flight around Mars, cool. Elon Musk sent up a fucking like doll into space, nice, cool. Like they're not really going anywhere. But the AI stuff, I know we differ on that. I think the AI stuff is actually not a joke. I think that's actually going to develop pretty fast. But I know we disagree on that. But like,
well, we're talking about VR right now. But like,
I think the VR thing is going to develop. I think there's so much utility in it. Because I think about utility, like there's so much utility in it. If you have the lockdowns and you want to placate people, that shit is a done deal. How many kids sit around playing video games and watch porn instead of doing anything? Like that's, if you have VR, like that's it's a wrap.
Yeah, and like a lot of people actually liked that lifestyle too. They liked completely having all of their interactions digitally mediated and whatnot. Totally. And like this is definitely going to be like the next level to that, where your reality is just completely subsumed by the screen, and you're basically just uploading your consciousness into that sort of like trans network or whatever.
I don't know that I even disagree that it's like it's always impossible or something like that. It just seems like the capability is a long ways off right now, and I would imagine that like getting it into like the mainstream right now with this like ad and announcement and everything probably just like sets people up for disappointment more than anything, because I just don't see it, especially because like price point with this stuff is such a prohibitive bump in the way of this Tesla. and that's always the case with new tech stuff. You know what this reminds me of? This reminds me of the drone delivery clip from 60 Minutes, that Amazon thing from years ago.
You
know what I mean? Where we get, you know, I mean, I guess this is more feasible from like a, you know, practical standpoint, but it strikes me as that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think that's fair, because so many of these companies, their value is in speculation. So mm-hmm. if you just like put out these videos like, yo, we're about to do some crazy shit in 10 years, you just bump the stock alone off that. If you're really going to follow through, you know, you don't really have to. You already got the stock bump in the short term, like Musk and a lot of their shit. And
exactly.
Like, yeah, yeah. This is definitely the Elon Musk model for sure. Like the fucking Cybertruck, the fucking conveyor belt that's going to move cars around the underground LA system or whatever.
Yeah, the boring company.
It's so boring. Yeah. And like they made like a prototype and it was like moving like 5 miles an hour. It just was like a regular conveyor belt. Yeah.
And that's the funny thing is it's just like what do they do in the video? Like they just have like
neon lights. Yeah.
Well, they have neon lights and it's like everyone's sitting around playing cards. And it's like I can buy fucking on Steam right now, like Board Game Simulator or whatever, and like play VR board games and card games right now. Like, and it's reasonably popular, but like, I don't know that it's like, you know, like you can already do that. You know what I mean? And like, and what it is right now is just kind of like a niche market that like,
because it's expensive and the technology sucks and there's not like a lot of like killer apps or games for it yet. So.
Yeah, exactly. Like exactly. So exactly my argument. So
yeah, that's why they got to keep doing this stuff until it actually becomes good enough where people are like, oh yeah, I'm gonna buy it. Like my mom got my dad like the PS4 VR headset for Christmas last year, and I swear he used it like for a week and that was it.
Right, because all the VR games are just like tech demos.
Yeah.
Just like why not like wait for it to get a little closer to that point and then like then put out the promotional videos and shit like that. If it's not just like, you know, pumping your company up and
and you remember like Google Glasses, like how long was that, like Snapchat lens
or whatever I remember
Google Glasses for a little while sparking like basically creating a new brand of hate crime for like a month.
Wait, how?
People were just getting assaulted, like people like on site were just like beating people up with Google Glasses and like taking them, and people I remember there was some like Gizmodo article or something, Wired, one of those fucking piece of shit rags, talking
local
about like
Jack got jacked for
exactly glasses. and there were all those like cafes in San Francisco that like put signs up that were like, you can't come in here if you have your Google Glass.
Wow, really?
Yeah, because they're like, why? We don't know if you're recording us or not.
Oh, right. Yeah, that is kind of weirdo shit. It's kind of, yeah, it's like James said, they're working out the kinks. Like, oh, you guys like this shit? You like this type of augmented reality? Like this? Like Pokemon Go? And like, they're testing shit out. They're trying to see what'll stick. Like,
they'll figure it out eventually, but you know.
And like, for now, eventually, it's all fucking gay. Like eventually something is going to stick, but it's the thing that sticks is going to be something that's popular and hip. And that's why, like, you know, as far as like VR stuff goes, I'd say like Fortnite is easily the biggest like metaverse right now, because all the young kids are doing it. They're mediating all their social interactions through it. They have these ridiculous avatars that they can use pay to play to buy shit with. They're making MLK memorials.
I was just going to say they're dressed up as John Wick floss in the Civil Rights Museum.
Doing a memorial for all the victims at the Travis Scott concert in Fortnite. They actually banned Travis Scott from Fortnite. They like removed him from the game.
They got rid of the emote or whatever.
No, of course. They got rid of Cactus Jack? No way.
Yeah. Fuck.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's just funny. Like, I think it's funny that like Valve straight up releases the newest fucking Half-Life game on VR. And then Facebook thinks that they're gonna like, you know, have the biggest news in VR for that's gonna fucking set the internet alight. And it's like, no, like in is as far as I could tell, like I think like getting like a full-on like Half-Life game that's exclusively VR would probably be like the biggest thing, at least as far as like where it is market-wise right now. And like, yeah, it's like pretty popular. Most people don't have one, so like whatever. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, I was surprised. It seemed like 5 years, 10 years early.
but you know, bless him. He's getting the heat off him for all this misinformation.
I was just fucked up by him using like the Sweet Baby Ray's barbecue sauce bottle.
No, dude, I was gonna bring that up a second ago because you guys were talking about, I think you said you were like, he's doing the Elon Musk thing, right? Yeah. And it's like yeah, he literally has the Sweet Baby Ray's, like he's trying to make himself relatable.
But he just has so little idea about how to do that he's just like, oh, this should be quirky. This is a thing a normal, like, down home, regular, red blooded American does. Just puts a bottle of barbecue sauce on their bookshelf.
he just guzzles the barbecue. He's like, normal human behavior. Just like, yo, the video where he's like, his wife like phones him in the metaverse and is like, hey, look at our dog, and it's just running around, and that's it. And it's just like, oh, this is how you guys react, right? This is how you humans act, right?
No, and doesn't he say like, haha? He's like, haha, love that little guy.
Yeah, yes, exactly.
Yeah. I don't say that about my own dog. Like,
that's like some Tommy Wiseau shit.
Right. You're my favorite customer.
You're my favorite doggy. Hi, little guy.
Hi, want some
Sweet Baby Ray?
That's exactly it.
Johnny, we found some street art. Oh, wow.
Is that Bizzle Boss?
Oh, wow.
Wow. Wow, Travis, you kill a lot of people. Tell me how you do it. I want to kill guy banging my wife. Teach me, Trav.
They're just tossing a football around in the metaverse, like 2 feet from each other.
Tommy was tossing around a football with Travis Scott in the metaverse.
It's like, Tommy Wiseau and Travis Scott playing catch with a football in the metaverse while like someone's just like overdosing on Fent. Like, if we did like really long titles for episodes, that would 100% be the name of this one.
Yeah, we're gonna let Retardius try to fucking animate this.
let's fucking go.
Yeah, this is the artistic challenge of his career.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, well, they're trying to make like a, like, Musk is kind of based, right? That's the whole thing. It's like Zuckerberg's clearly an alien and all that, but Zuckerberg, he's going the trying to be the based billionaire, you know, with the memes and all that. Like, I don't know what you guys think of. Well, James, I don't know what you think of Musk, because he's,
I think Elon Musk is a faggot, but like at the same time, it's just like, you know, what else do you expect from a billionaire? Like, how do you get like realistically better than that? Like, no billionaire is ever going to be fucking like a great person. That's just not gonna happen, other than like maybe like Sam Bankman from fucking FTX, because he made all his money in crypto. So
what do you think of Musk like fucking with the crypto numbers, like trying to manipulate it? Like, what do you think that was? Because he was faking, right? Because he still had crypto, right? He like said fuck crypto, but he had crypto.
Yeah, well,
like,
it's actually interesting because Chiwi the dog and Garbage Ape both said that they were gonna murder Elon Musk in cold blood for doing that, and it's a real threat and to take them seriously, so. Their words, not mine. So
that's way more of a real threat than CRK saying he's gonna kill FedPost fans for not subscribing to the Patreon. Oh,
yeah. I'm gonna kill FedPost fans for not buying my merch.
Yeah. I better see you in that beanie and windbreaker.
This is gonna be the episode that does us in right here.
Fellas, it's been an honor podcasting with you.
Playing the Titanic down here.
Yeah. I don't get it. The podcast is called FedPost, but they get upset when I FedPost. What's up with that? So what if I said I want to kill someone and meant it? What's the problem there?
All those
they should rename their podcast called Not FedPost, because they don't like FedPosting.
Right, all those fucking guys, they fucking, they stitched on me for that. Like, all those guys that are super based, they're all like, yo, they're all irreverent. Like, what is that? That Randy G. Dub guy that's like, oh yeah, I put fake ballots for Obama to trigger the GOP guys, the boomers. And he's like, yeah, well, he threatened to kill people. It's like, what? I thought you were irreverent. I thought you were like, I thought it was all jokes. I thought it was all like, you don't give a shit. Why do you care if I did that? Like, even if I did mean it, like, this shit is all weird. Like, I don't know what these guys are up to. Like,
honestly, that's the worst part of the internet now, is that you just can't make death threats anymore. Like, that was so fun. Like, bring me back to my 2009
when I could threaten journalists. Pepperidge Farm remembers.
Remember when Chopper wasn't on the payroll? Pepperidge Farm remembers.
I got in a death threat where it was like, I want to kill CRK. I just want to push a button. I don't want to see it. Like, I want it to be in another room. I don't see it happening.
But
it
happens. Yeah.
What a fucking pussy. You don't even want to see me get my brains blown out. What a fucking pussy, bro. Like, you know, you, like, put your fucking nuts on it. Like, be in the same room. Like, you know, own it or whatever. But, like,
I want you to pull the trigger. I want you to do it.
Do it.
Guy who wants to kill CRK, but only because he hates black and Vietnamese people. So CRK is his worst enemy.
I told you I was half Vietnamese in confidence. That's crazy.
Dude. Ethnicity dogs.
You're pretty much 100% black at that point, since they're the blacks of the Asians.
He just got like plus 10 pigmentation points.
Oh my god.
We can cut this.
Yeah. That's funny. That's the first thing my mind went to. I'm like, I gotta edit this out. And I'm not even offended. Dude, I'm like, fuck, I gotta cut this.
Holy shit, dude. If I piss CRK off too much, he's gonna like dig a fucking punji pit for me and then rob me after I get stabbed.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
See, I'm so used to people fucking it up for me where I have to do a lot of editing, so it's fun to be on the other side for once.
Sure. Right. Oh, having gosh, to edit, man, out someone completely from the episode because they went schizo at a party.
Yeah, I still haven't even edited that episode.
Yeah.
Oh Jesus.
Honestly, man, like just like this all this talking about these fucking accounts, like Twitter is fucking.
I didn't mean to bring it up. I'm sorry.
Oh no. Oh, you're fine. I don't even remember who brought it up, but. But yeah, I don't know, dude. Like, Twitter's just fucking gay now, dude. I don't know. Like, it's, I mean, to be totally honest, it's just like there's not an election going now. And so, like, these people kind of just go back to, like, I don't know, like having it just becomes the usual culture war shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, it almost seems like most of the people that were like saying incisive shit that I could, like, you know, really dig into a thread of, are kind of just gone now. And so it's just like, all right, like I'm not, and listen, I'm not saying I'm above it, right? Like I love, you know, this fucking, it's low hanging. Yeah. It's low hanging fruit. It's like, you know, it's a fucking, it's like Marvel movie tier entertainment. But I don't know. It kind of sucks. I miss last summer's Twitter.
I don't know. I'm just on Twitter to fucking make friends and make money, so I'm having a good time.
Facts.
I've been doing both.
Well, that's a good approach.
And like, I met my girlfriend on Twitter, so there's that too.
I just don't get these like big accounts that don't have any sort of like creative project or any way to improve themselves materially through this thing, and they actually like care about being right and care about like being on the right side of whatever discourse is going on and not looking like an idiot. And like posting like the correct state sponsored take or whatever, and acting like this is some like sort of holy crusade when they, you know, like they've you built nothing, you've done nothing on here. Like you're not, yeah. Like how have you built this up in your mind that it matters?
It's Janny shit, dude. I mean, definitionally, yeah. Like they're just,
oh yeah, they literally are all Jannies.
Yeah, I mean, at least the Janissaries were like paid employees of the Ottoman Empire. Like, they, yeah, that was like their job.
Like, yeah, it's true. Yeah, no, I mean, you know, it's been said before, but they were all, you know, they were all saying we're gonna push Biden left, vote him in, we'll push him left after, and then now they're all defending everything he does, and nothing's bad anymore because Biden's president. Like everything's good now.
Whoa, wait, Biden? Are you talking about? Is that the based guy who's gonna release all the JFK assassination stuff?
Yeah, the Mao guy, the Mao, or the American Mao.
Who's the guy who in a super based move pulled us out of Afghanistan.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah,
the guy who molested his daughter unironically, and she wrote about it in her fucking diary.
Super based. Yo. Yeah.
Wait, for real? I saw James Project Veritas guy is like fucking getting busted for stealing this broad's diary? Or what's going on with this? Again, this, I think this was after I unplugged.
Yeah, I just retweeted this last night, but there was the FBI raided someone's house over Ashley Biden's diary being stolen, which means like all the accusations in it were real, which had to do with him, with Biden doing incestuous sexual shit with his fucking daughter.
Yeah, I think I remember like the entry in the diary was like her ruminating on whether or not she was like molested as a kid because of like the repercussions of her life and whatnot. And like she references like showering, like inappropriate like showers with dad, with like Joe Biden. And like, I mean, none of this is surprising. And like, yeah,
libs are silent though on it.
Yeah, like
it's shocking enough.
It's not going to break into the regular news cycle because like there's already been so many signs from this guy, and you know he could like Joe Biden could literally like rape someone in the middle of Fifth Avenue and the libs would still vote.
I mean, Joe Biden literally raped me in front of Trump Tower. He mistook me for his daughter, but that's besides the point.
James, was this in the metaverse or did this literally happen?
No, it happened in both. That's the fucked up part. He did it IRL and in the metaverse Trump Tower.
And in my dreams. Yeah. Well, that's based
Joe Biden, the augmented reality experience.
Him doing that with his daughter, you know, it's based like monarch shit, you know what I mean? Based in sexual monarch shit stuff. You know, it's actually good. Like, it's all cool.
Like, reactionary Twitter. Reactionary Twitter's like, well, actually, there's definitely a historical precedent for this. And, this actually is a step towards greater level of formalism. So, really, this is good.
Oh, yeah. NRX Twitter's all back on they're riding the Biden train now.
They're like, actually, wait a minute.
All we wanted all along was just a higher quality of elite, and so this is exactly what we wanted.
Oh my god! Oh my god. Bro, you're gonna drop our Patreon by 30%.
Oh shit! I like you guys a lot. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
I'm joking.
I like you guys. Don't come to Patreon tomorrow.
please don't stop paying us.
We like to have fun here. Okay, it's like.
I genuinely have no idea who's subscribing. I don't know the demographics of who listens to us. I really don't. But
amazing. But what about?
Well, I promise you won't lose me as a patron for the things that I've said on this episode. So,
hey, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, me neither.
All right. Well, before we dip off, you guys want to plug stuff?
Oh yeah. So yeah, as always, griff.shop. We got the current MK Ultra Money Fall collection there. We got the Italian Boy Fall shirts, pullovers, hoodies, as always, the classic MK Ultra victim shit. We got some, I think we got some White Pill merch coming too at some point. And then be on the lookout for some fall Fed Post merch. I got a beanie and like a literal Navy Fed jacket. So we're just leaning Based. All into the Fed branding there. So
yeah, I was going to say
big badge
in the last shop. I feel like that's where you did the coloring scheme of the navy blue with the yellow. Yeah. I'm actually wearing the navy blue variant shirt right now. I gotta say, I think it fits very well. I'm very happy with the color scheme.
Hell yeah.
Also, speaking of fitting, we have new material now in the shop, and it just like it blows the old material away. So if you bought the merch already, rebuy it because it's better now.
Yeah, like, literally, I got new tees that are more like streetwear style.
I'm not even kidding.
I'm
not even kidding. I won't wear my old fucking Griff Shop merch anymore because the new shirt's quality is so fucking good. It's really like, I'm not even just like shilling because I don't even make that much money off of it anyways, but like it actually is like way better. It's like way better. So if there's any shirts from the shop that you wear regularly, it's worth rebuying, especially if it's the MK Ultra victim shirt.
I would say the Grift Fedpo shirts I got were like super nice. I was surprised by the quality. I was like, damn, this is pretty nice. Good quality.
And now imagine the quality is so good now that those look like dog shit. because that's what it is. Well, not look, but feel like dog shit in comparison.
Yeah, my supplier really stepped it up and added some new shit. So yeah, definitely check that out.
Yes, nice. But buy an MK Ultra Victim shirt at griff.shop. And then by the time this episode comes out, I think that we should be dropping an MK Ultra episode, MK Ultra Money episode with Slav. What does this come out on? Sundays? Mondays?
Mondays.
So this will be out on a Monday. So this Wednesday then of this week that this episode comes out for free, Slav's episode will be out. For MK Ultra Money. And then you can get that. We're on YouTube now. And so on that Friday, we will be putting CRK's old episode from earlier this year on YouTube. So you got a good spectrum of MK Ultra Money, Griff Shop, Fed Post crossover going on this whole week.
Nice.
I'm taking notes right now in the practice of the grift. This is an absolute masterclass.
Yes. And we have not even, and as of recording for this, we haven't even scheduled Slav's episode yet. So that's fun.
I was literally like in the middle of this. It's gonna be like, so what day you guys want to do?
Yeah, we've been on hiatus for like 2 months now. The last we just recorded before my Halloween party, and I still have to edit that and edit out this Greek retard that we don't associate with anymore. And
do you guys like stream your party?
No, but that would have been sick if we did.
The idea would have been quite the excitement.
Oh my god! Yeah,
one of these days I would like to stream one of my parties, but yeah. So MK Ultra Money is back as of this episode airing publicly. We're on hiatus for multiple reasons, but we're black, baby. And also get me on Twitter. Also get me on Twitter, MK Ultra Money. So
there it is.
Peace. Thanks again, fellas.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah, thank you guys, as always. Let's fucking go.
All right, that was part one of our episode. If you'd like to listen to part two, you can find that at patreon.com/fedpost. Thanks for listening.